Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
I think it's probably time for us to go ahead and begin. We got a lot to talk about, and I've given the guys 5 to 6 minutes each, which is a challenge. Some of them are preachers. Now that we know what a missionary is and what he should be doing, we're going to talk about West Huntsville Mission Works. 2026, as we have it today. We're going to be flipping our own view graphs, guys, so maybe. Maybe not. Am I doing this right? Oh, there we go. This is a view graph. The next two view graphs are ones that you see before services. I challenge you to take time in the future to kind of peruse and see where we're involved. Just get a familiarity with areas that we're involved in. These are geographical areas primarily. We've added Windsor, Australia, and we'll talk about that shortly. The next few graph is really the programs that we're supporting. We've added Heritage Christian University from last year, over last year. I'll bring your attention to the preacher students that we've got, up to 9 students at ACU, Memphis, and Southeastern Institute. Those would be discussed as well. I wanted to talk a little bit about the budget. I'm not going to give any real breakdown, but you see that typically we're spending $150 to $170-some-odd dollars, $1,000 a year. This year is $177. Plus, that's about 15% of our total church budget. We could do better. We should do better, probably. Of course, the elders are pushing us to find more opportunities, and that's a challenge that we in the mission committee are taking seriously. If you like numbers, you can see from a further breakdown that we're supporting a geographical area is about 30% of the budget. Having trouble with the lights seeing that, but preacher students and schools have gone up considerably over the years to about 35%. We have general programs, collectives that we support yearly. We've upped those amounts based on inflation from year to year. And then we have a small one-time gifts that we present, as well as cover travel and contingencies, and that's in there about 15%. And a lot of times we don't spend all that, and that's why the difference in the budgeted amount and the spent amount shows up. This year we're on target pretty much for the $177,000. What we do as a committee is search for the opportunities, evaluate, try to ensure that they're consistent with the belief system that we have. We make the recommendations to the elders. They give us feedback. We act on the corresponding decisions. And then our job is to monitor the progress to see if we can fulfill the Great Commission. And the focus after that is make sure the qualifications are still in place. I mean, that they're still got the belief system that we want them to have, expect them to have, and that winds up with both accountability that we put on them in terms of that belief system and the way they spend the money. So we focus on that pretty heavily. Before this is the order that they're going to go in. I will say before I finish with this slide and then start it off with James, is that we've changed a little bit of the bulletin so that when you see for the record in the mission area, you know, we have the baptisms for the different areas. We are going to be more diligent about keeping that up to date and ensuring that you have insight into what's going on. We've added lessons and contacts for the we and the Bible correspondence as well. And also, in terms of cards, we're going to publish a missionary of the month, and he'll give his address, his home address, his email, asking you to give them some form of encouragement, either cards if they're in the country or if they're out of country. Maybe it'd be easier by email to pass that on to them and that you're thinking about them. They're giving a word of appreciation to them and just general encouragement. What we're about to do is start with James Andrews, who is the chairman of the group. He's got more experience than all of the rest of us combined in this field. In fact, he's sometimes known as James Andrews, the evangelist, in certain circles. And I will mention that we've got a new member, Jim Orbison, who is sick today. He is kind of an advisor. He's, you know, was a preacher for many years. Right now, he basically listens and gives us feedback as to what he thinks, you know, the direction we're going, whether we should do it or not. So if you would give the attention to these gentlemen, and if you hold your questions to later, we're probably going to be pressed on time. James? You know how to work it?
I think I do. No, I don't either. I hate these things. I'm speaking on Kharkiv, Ukraine. I know that says Indonesia. I want to quickly touch on three places before I get to Kharkiv. It will be quick because we have other reports here. 2013, I went to Indonesia, taught a class there, and I went every year after that, except the two COVID years. Barry Hatcher is a part of that, and we support him. Otherwise, we don't do anything for that school at all now. And our shift, we're shifting a little bit in that part of the country. We have I went backwards. Thank you. We're working in the Philippines. I guess you recognize that family. That's an older picture, but it still looks like them. And Brother Eads is going to give a report on this work, and I'm really, really proud of this work. Demar and Dixie and Big John are our good friends. He is the chancellor there, and we also have picked up work in Australia, and that's a focus of ours that's going to really be good, I think, for this year. The work in the Philippines is so important because they're looking to evangelize not only the Philippines, but they're looking to evangelize in China. I didn't say they're looking to evangelize China. I said in China. And they have students in that school that are planning to go to China and be missionaries there. I'm very, very glad of that. Kharkiv, Ukraine. This is Igor and Vera. They've been there a number of years. In fact, they've been there about 26 years and are doing a fantastic work. I'm proud of them. I would not want to be in his place. He is dealing with a lot of crises there. He listens to the bombs going off near his city. They're about 18 miles from the border, as a matter of fact. He is confronted with people who are hungry, people who are sick, people who are cold, and we have tried to help him deal with those things. That is Ukraine. The big circle down there is Crimea. Russia took that in 2014. I don't like to talk about this because it gets too political, but Putin has done what he wanted to that area. He moved up to Donetsk after that, and our brother was talking about the Bible Belt. That's the Bible Belt of Ukraine. It was. Now it's all Russian stuff. Even though legally it's still Ukraine, it's still all Russian stuff. They're controlling everything there. I'm so sad. This country is about 40% the size of Alaska. It's equal to the size of Texas. And Russia is about 38 times larger. I've never understood why 3 years ago Putin didn't take it all. But he couldn't. I don't know why. Glad he didn't. Thank God he didn't. Work in Donetsk is work I was involved in 1992. Continued there till 1914, till 2014, and then, of course, I was shut out by Russia. I did VBSs in the schools there. Believe that or not, I did VBSs. They shut the school down and let us perform vacation Bible schools. I had the mayor's daughter of Donetsk, a city of 1.5 million people, in my VBS class. Isn't that wonderful? This is called the Donbass region. You see that on television. It is a rich region. It has a lot of coal there. Has a great industry. And Mr. Putin wants it all. He wants all of Ukraine, incidentally. He's not going to give up till he gets it, unless somebody makes him give up. And we might be in a position to make him do that. I don't know. Mr. Trump and I have a disagreement over that, but he hasn't called me lately, so I can't judge that. This is Mr. Putin's fourth year, beginning February 21st, of going into Ukraine and taking it. There is Iger. Some people say that preachers grow beard to make them look better. It didn't work for Iger. That's my opinion. They're having a great fellowship there, having a baptism, having some work done. What a wonderful thing. This is, you've seen pictures like that on television. Terrible, terrible, terrible. How does a man do that to another country? I don't know. Here's something interesting. In our last elders meeting, the elders recommended or told us to make sure they had plenty of pellets for their furnace. So I got in touch with Iger to see what they needed, and I was way behind. He had ordered a metric ton of pellets to keep the building warm for people who needed warmth, and these pellets are in those sacks right now. Church building there was not built for a church building. It has an educational wing that has high ceilings. It has no insulation in it, and it is cold. But they're keeping it warm at great expense, incidentally. A metric ton, by the way, is 2,204 pounds. So that's a lot of wood pellets, but it's working out fine. We think so, anyway. Some of you have seen this inside of the building, the Harkov Church. You have been there. Alan Foy and I were there twice back in 2016, maybe 2019, and we did some work there, and others of you have been before then. We're so happy about that. Brother Darren Crowden will be there again for the, that's called the Americrane thing over in Lviv, which is in Western Ukraine. Thank God he's going as a speaker and counselor and helping those people. Many of them come to that place and they enjoy a week's worship and service there, and they're built up in the faith. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, please ask me, and I'll do the best I can to make sure you... Incidentally, I have one more thing to say. It could be that that church in Harkov could grow by leaps and bounds because of food being offered and because of the warmth being offered. But Iger's not playing it that way. Iger believes in teaching and preaching and showing people what to do to be saved from sin. Yes, he's interested in helping them, but he wants to save their souls, not just to get them in for some other means. And I thank God for him his doing that. Thank you. God bless you.
I want to speak very briefly about a few of our other works. Itagüí, Colombia is one, and you know that we've been in this work for quite some time, going back to when Enrique was the preacher there, and he was a missionary that we supported there in Itagüí, and then, of course, years ago now, unfortunately, when he passed. This has been a work that we've continued to be involved in. But I do want to say this, you know, we provide some funding for their building rent and for other, you know, set various activities, but they fund everything else. They fund their preachers, you know, among other things. David Arubala Lopez is the man that does the majority of the preaching there. Now, they do have other men that get involved, and this is a very, very active church, the Itagüí Church of Christ here. It is fascinating to get some of these reports, and I just try to throw together some of these pictures. David is not shy on taking pictures and sharing pictures, which we appreciate. And I love the fact that he always has photos, as you can see from the bottom left there. I just snagged one of them, of the children. It is a young church. It is a growing church. They are constantly doing events at the building that they have, doing events for the young people, having lectureships. The last report that he had sent in January, they were looking to rent out a place to have an event, bringing in some preachers and other things. This is a very, very active congregation. They do a great work, and the fascinating thing, knowing the part of the country in which they're in, that when they send reports, they're not asking for things. They're simply telling you the work that they're doing. They're appreciated for the support that we give them. But at the same time, they are, you know, doing the work themselves. And it's impressive, the work that they do. You can see, you know, so they've had 17 baptisms in 2025, as well as numerous other works also. The other thing that I was going to speak of, and I don't necessarily have a slide for it, is Brother Mosher. Since he stood before you this morning, I thought I'd pass on putting his picture on the screen. It was a few years ago now, and I honestly don't remember when, Brother Kyle Butt had posted something on, I think, on Facebook, recommending a book that he had just read called Clouded by Emotions. And he said he thought it was a good book, and it was easy to understand and easy to follow. And I had been doing some studying on the Holy Spirit for a particular Bible class, so I thought I'd give that book a try. And I read it, and I enjoyed it, and I thought he was right. It was easy to follow, and it was beneficial, adhering to the Scripture. And after reading it, I found Brother Mosher on Facebook. And I just reached out to him and said, hey, I read your book. I thought it was very good. Just thought I'd let you know. And since then, he and I have been able to develop somewhat of a relationship in that means. And I am thankful that we were able to bring him into the works that we support here at West Huntsville. He does many, many good works, not only through his various books. That was one of them. I know he's got the topical Bible studies books. And again, all of these are out there in the lobby today. I know we've used topical Bible studies in the college class a time or two. In some of the classes, quarterly classes that we've had. But also the videos that he has that you can go in and watch and gain information. I know I've learned a lot from them as well. It's a lot of very, very good work that he does and helps to provide for the kingdom and for mission work through videos, through books, through evangelism seminars that he does also. So we very, very much appreciate him and the works that he does, and we're happy to be able to support his work. Thank you.
I would say amen to the support for Lance's work. He does do a good work. I'm glad he's here today. I want to talk about Asian Christian University, and I thought it might be useful to give some background about Asian Christian. It's located on the large island of Luzon in the Philippines, which is the same island as the capital city of Manila. And the work there was founded by Brother Dimar Elan, whom we are all familiar with. It was established through his work that he calls Open Door Ministry. And one of the main works that that ministry has produced is the establishment of Asian Christian University, which West Huntsville is pleased to support. As a result of the work of Open Door Ministry and the creation of Asian Christian and the spreading of the gospel and the young preachers that have graduated from there, some 62 congregations have been established to date in the Philippines, and one of those includes a new congregation in which seven people from West Huntsville traveled this past year, and they were, along with the group that they work with, instrumental in establishing that new congregation. One of the things that they do at Asian Christian is they train and equip young men to evangelize and preach. We support some students there at Asian Christian, specifically three students. But those students have the opportunity to get an associate's, a bachelor's, or even an advanced degree. It's a very small university in comparison to any that you would look at in this country. But it is fully accredited, and they enjoy a great reputation. The public schools of the Philippines often, if they can hire away some of the students that graduate from there, as opposed to them going into preaching, they will do so to hire them as teachers. Our support is primarily to three students there, but we do provide some limited support to the university itself. The students there learn by practice. They go out periodically on their own, or actually every week on their own, and they either preach, they will teach, they will lead singing, they will lead in the worship. They begin as freshmen to do that, and then as they move up in their studies, they become more active in local congregations. And they also learn by practice, by practicing evangelism, conducting personal work, teachings, and so on. Once they graduate, they are locally supported by the people there in the Philippines, not dependent upon the U.S., as is the case for many mission programs that are around the world. The faculty there are both Filipinos and Americans. Americans teach via distance learning. Brother Demar is one of the teachers, and also Brother James, or perhaps I should say Sir James Andrews, as he's referred to there in the Philippines, is also one of the adjunct faculty. So Asian Christian is a center of Christian activity and missionary work in the Philippines. And Brother Elam gave me this list of goals that they have undertaken for 2026. They have currently underway a large new assembly building, auditorium building that's under construction, and they're planning to complete that this year. It'll allow them to expand the number of people that they reach by lectureships, workshops, evangelistic outreach, youth programs, and so forth. That building will have a capacity of around 1,200 people. They are also looking to increase the enrollment, and they're going to actively recruit. One of the interesting things that I learned from him, the Philippines has something like 7,000 islands. So in addition to increasing the evangelistic outreach, they're going to try to increase the enrollment so they can further increase the evangelistic outreach. And they're already receiving results in early this year. I believe he told me that in January they had 14 baptisms there in the area. They're adding staffing, one person to who's going to be a combination staffing person, or a teacher rather, and will also serve as their recruiting staff. And these 7,000 islands, there are a lot of small islands where the university is not known, so this person's job is going to be to get the word out to these smaller areas. And then they're going to be making some curriculum improvements. These students there already take more courses than the typical student would at Freed Hardeman or somewhere like that. I'm talking about Bible courses. And they're going to increase that. These young men, and there are some women, when they go to school there, they work like 12 to 15 hours a day. They're involved in either evangelistic work, their studies, working on campus, etc. So it is a place where the work of the Lord is going on all throughout the day and night.
So I oversee the domestic preacher training program, as I guess Bill you'd say oversees the international, and also our new work that we have begun in December of last year with the Windsor Church of Christ in Windsor, Australia, with a former student by the name of Trevor Tatterstall, who was here not that long ago. You may remember him. But in the majority of the preacher students that we support them at the Memphis School of Preaching or the Southeast Institute of Studies in Knoxville. We have supported other schools, Brown Trail and various preaching schools in the United States, but typically we like to support students at MSOP or SEIBS because of the proximity. We're able to invite them in and have them come speak for us from time to time. The Memphis School of Preaching in Memphis, Tennessee is overseen by the elders of the Forest Hill Congregation and has been a very sound biblical school for many, many years, of which I am a graduate from 2008. I'm very proud of that school and the work that they do and the instructors that they have. And the SEIBS in Knoxville, overseen by the Carnes Church of Christ, is another very good, sound school. They have great faculty, and I have relationships with faculty at both places where I'm able to call them and discuss matters about students if I need to. We are currently supporting 5 students between the two schools. Mariko Benson started in August of 2025 at MSOP and is a first-year student. Both of these schools have a 2-year program in which it takes 2 years to take about the same number of hours that you would have to take at a secular school for a master's degree. You go through in 2 years because you're in class from 8 to 4 or 8 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, taking many, many classes. In fact, I've heard of some students who go to MSOP or SEIBS dropping out and going to other schools because, well, they might only have 3 days a week, and they think it's a lot easier. MSOP and SEIBS have a very strengthened core curriculum to equip the student with biblical knowledge that he can go out into the world and use. And then you have Talia, or Tony Salita, who came to us from Hawaii, who is related to Rafe and Flory Barber. And he started last year and will be graduating this year, or started in 2024, will be graduating in 2026. And he plans to go back to Hawaii to be an evangelist in Hawaii. Then you have Clayton Kelly, who is at SEIBS in Knoxville, who is from the Fayetteville, Tennessee area, and will be graduating this year and will hopefully wants to find some work somewhere in the northern Madison County, southern Lincoln County, Tennessee area to be closer to family, but find a job working there with the church. And then you have Joshua Lance. Joshua is a student at SEIBS, but he originally was a student at MSOP. But through some unfortunate circumstances of health, he had to withdraw after about a month and a half, 2 months at MSOP, and was able to go back to school, but due to the health concerns, decided to go to SEIBS because it was closer to family. And that we're supporting him there, and he's been there for a year and a half, and he will graduate this July. And then nobody probably knows these people. Rafe and his family. Rafe has entered his second year of school But the way he began at MSOP, you start in August, you go through June, then you have some summer classes in the August second year through June of your second year, and you graduate. Well, he started in January, which they allow you to do, but he will continue through school until January of, or basically December of 2026, so he won't graduate in June, but he'll graduate in December. So Rafe and his family there, and he is really enjoying the work. I call him occasionally, talk to him, see how things are going. I talked to him just yesterday. He said things were going great. The girls were already up and about because they had a ladies' day at church. So he was in good spirits and really enjoying the study. And then I put together a list of students. I should give credit to Emily. She's the one that went back and looked at the books and got me the names. Thank you. But got me a list of former students that we have supported going back to 2020. Including the students that we are currently supporting. That's 30 students since 2020 that we have supported. Rodney talked about our desire to evangelize and expand our mission work. And one of the things that we have done over the years is when we've looked at people who are requesting support to go to preacher training school, we look at where they're from and what they're going to be doing after they graduate. You see a couple of names up there that you might recognize, J.P. Zakardowski or John Paul Zakardowski, and Bob Hibbert. Both of those were in mission works that we supported. There are so many that we have continued to support or stay in contact with, and several that we don't, but these are the list of names of the ones that we have supported since 2020. Bob Hibbert went back to Canada and was doing the Keys to the Kingdom Canada program, and unfortunately he passed away. And that work and our involvement with it kind of went by the wayside. John Paul Zakardowski went to Armenia to evangelize, and we supported him at his time there. And then he came back to Canada, his home country, and he went to Halifax in Nova Scotia, and we supported him not monthly, but in one-time contributions. I think we may have done two different contributions to him while he was there in that work. And now he is in B.C. on the West Coast and working with a church there. That church is only about 7 members. We currently are not supporting him and have not supported him in the work there, but we have supported him in 2 of his other works. But I thought I would mention him, and that was a way of us having a continued evangelism presence. Which brings us to Trevor Tattersall with the Windsor Church of Christ near Sydney, Australia. He came after graduation and presented his, mission plea to us for his work that he was going to do. And the missions committee had a meeting with him, or at least a few of us were able to have a sit down with him and discuss his work. And we pondered over it and discussed the benefits of it. And we went to the elders and said, hey, we would like to support Trevor in his work. And they agreed to let us do so. So we're supporting him in his work, and he is sending us monthly updates about the work. He is just getting established, but what we have to understand is in Australia, it is a very, very hard mission field. But Trevor is very eager, very excited about the work that he's doing, and he's with a church that is somewhat established of around 40 members, and he's working with them, and he's doing his best to evangelize that area, and he's even got some Bible studies set up. The other day, I got an email from him and said, hey, Brother Cody, I remember when I met with you that you said the elders offered to provide us Bible study material if we needed it. And I said, well, I slept since then. I believe that's a correct statement, but let me verify. So I went to the elders and said, hey, did we make this promise? Because I think we did, but I'm not 100% sure. And they said, yes, we did. So we sent him 100 copies of each one of the booklets back to the Bible, Bible studies that we use here. And we sent those to him for him to use. He had a handful of them from his time in the States that he had acquired that he had with him when he went there, and he was going to run out of them very shortly with the Bible studies that he was setting up. So he's going to be using those materials that we're providing to him to help to convert the lost and hopefully bring as many as he can to salvation. And that's a work that we're involved in. These works that we're involved in, these preacher students and these ongoing opportunities that we have from them, are part of our endeavor to evangelize the world like we are commanded to do, to go to preach and to baptize all people. Thank you.
I will briefly share three of our mission works that you support. The first one is our U.S. mission field in Boonville, Missouri, with Rusty Kennedy. And this will be our last year of the seven-year plan of that we've been supporting them. And so this has been a great mission work, including all the youth involvement, getting to make a mission trip there each year and helping with their VBS. And his plan is still to continue to do the mission work there in that area. So his, information, you can send him encouragement. The second mission work is WEI. It's like this is last year's slides, actually. So this is a mission work that every one of you can participate in. And we do need your help with it. Their slogan is, be a missionary from your kitchen table. So, you know, you don't have to go overseas, you know, get a plane ticket and all that expense. You can do it right from your phone and your computer. And WEI targets people that want to improve their English as a second language. So think about how the Lord used the Greek language to spread the gospel in the New Testament times. So he's using the English language today to help spread the gospel. West Huntsville has had students in 183 countries, specifically from, you know, West Huntsville, and that it was over 1,000 students that we have had, and multiple baptisms have came from that. WEI has had students in every country, all 208 nations, except for one. Does anybody know that country? Yes. So North Korea, and we're just ready and waiting for that country to open for us to be able to share the truth with them. So students sign up, and you get to pick which students you want. So you'll get to see their name, the country they're from, the city, their age, their marital status, their occupation, their religion they claim. So because of this, I have friends all over the world. So you can sign up by going to worldenglishinstitute.net. And if you have any other questions, you can let me know on that. And then the last mission work I'll mention is a new mission work. And you may not think of it as a mission work that we started this year. On January the 1st is the daily Bible reading email. And this has become much bigger because of you. Many have shared how you are sending this daily Bible reading email out to your circle of friends and that they are reading it and it's being discussed. Did anyone see the headline that came out recently of the top 10 most downloaded Apple apps? And the reason it made headlines is because one of the apps on there was a daily Bible reading email app. So it shows you how people today are interested in reading the Bible more so than they have been in a long time. So this is just an easy and free way to share the truth with others, you know, just with a click or a post. There's been good feedback and suggestions, but one of the best feedbacks I wanted to share, it said, before January the 1st, I was not reading my Bible. Now I'm reading it every day. So if you'd like to get the reading, you can go into our online Breeze directory and add your email, or let the office or I know your email. And it's also for the ones that do not do email, it's printed out on the anniversary and birthday calendar.
Now for the rest of the programs. And I am not a preacher, so I will be brief. I'll start off with the one that I'm a lead over, is the Bible Correspondence Program. We have about 8 workers right now that participate in this program. Last year in 2025, we sent out approximately 1,200 packets. And the reason I call these packets is the next line down, it has multiple things in it, and I'll go through what's in these packets. We send back their graded lessons that they have sent to us. We also send them 2 more lessons of in the order of our lessons, usually a one or multiple tracks of and some of them we get out here. We also send them a free return envelope. That way it does not cost them anything to send their lessons back to us. And also there's usually a note from our teacher encouraging them and so forth, corresponding with them. And most of our students are in prisons or jails. They're in inmates in there. And that next slide, or the next note in there that's in red, is a plea to you. We have lost several teachers over the last couple of years. We have gained some, but we've lost some to either moving away or a couple of our good teachers passed away. So we are in need of at least a couple of new teachers. So if you are interested, please come see me, and I'll go over it with you. Also, we support the Ukraine Relief Program, which is head up by John Kackelman. Also, the Indonesia Missions, which James briefly mentioned, headed up about with Barry Hatcher. See if I can get this to work. Okay. And the next 2 slides is programs that is very useful resources for us, either in your personal Bible study or evangelistically. You can send this material to people that you might be studying with, or you can use it for your personal study. One of them we've already talked about is Lance Mosier, Gospel Broadcasting Network, also the International Gospel Hour, In Search of the Lord's Way, and Apologetic Express. And I'm not going to go through all what they do. I will. I've got these slides printed out, and I'll post them out there on our missions bulletin board afterwards, so you can go and see what all these programs have. So I think that wraps up our program. I want to thank you for your interest in our mission program. If you have any questions, see any one of us. We'll try to answer them the best we can, but we'll close in a prayer. With a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this congregation here at West Huntsville, the leadership of it, and the mission-mindedness of this congregation. We ask you to be with us as we select these programs that we want to support. Help us be good stewards with your funds and find the right programs that we can invest in that will bring more souls to you. Father, we ask you to be with all of our programs, be with our missionaries around the world, be with our preacher students. Help them all to give them the courage they need, give them the strength that they need to do their works. And we ask you to be with us as we continue to look for more programs. Help us to find the right ones. And be with us as we leave this place. Continue to be with us and bless us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.